There. That's got it.
What's with the racket, Doctor?
No, thank you, Perry.
No, thank you.
You want to play a game of tennis?
No.
Then why the need for a racket?
Oh, very funny.
Hmm? What?
At last!
Aha! Static filters on, noise compression on, and play.
I've been asked to record a message to help you.
But that...
We are prisoners of
That's
the alien...
That's my voice!
I know. What I don't know is why it's being broadcast from the legendary lost planet of Sendos.
Or how?
Indeed. I think we'd better find out, don't you?
Why is it we have to wear gas masks exactly?
Oh, you heard the recording, Perry. The inhabitants of Sendos were wiped out by a plague.
Well, didn't you check the TARDIS instruments before dragging me out here?
Yeah, I tried, but there was some form of interference. The only way to be sure was to take an atmosphere reading in person.
Not sure these moldy old masks would do as much good anyway.
Moldy? They're in mint condition.
Where'd you get them from?
The Second Battle of Ypres, 1915. Ah. All done.
And? Is it safe?
Yes. Seems the contagion has long since dissipated.
Phew. That's a relief. That thing was beginning to make me feel claustrophobic.
I'll keep the masks with us all the same. You never know.
So, this is Sendos, huh?
It's been dead for millennia. Just lonely structures now.
And my voice, apparently.
Mystery upon mystery. Come on! Up here!
It looks like ancient Rome. A bit classical? Neoclassical?
Ultra-classical rather than neoclassical, I'd say. Such craftsmanship.
So, what do you know about Sendos?
The planetary equivalent of the Mare Celeste, I suppose. A developed world with a flourishing civilization, then one day... Poof!
Every last Sendosa disappeared.
Report!
We're tracking two humanoids down on the planet's surface, Centurion.
I know. Clarify the image.
Leaving only the ruins, I suppose.
The ruins, yes, but more to the point. Their armory.
What armory?
Legendary stash of super weapons. The sort of thing that hardened space adventurers whisper about in cantinas and other low places.
But no one's ever found this armory, I suppose.
Oh, they've found it all right. The problem is, no one's ever been able to open it.
Send two Volshi to capture these intruders and have them taken to the Inquisitor. If they know of the armory, they may know something useful.
Yes, ma'am.
So, some of the Sendosians...
Sendosa.
Escaped, and the others were killed by a plague?
In essence.
What's so mysterious about that? There was a terrible disease, some fled, those that couldn't stayed and died. Horrible, but not a mystery, Doctor.
Yeah, but where did they flee to? You see, the Sendosa had no access to spaceflight. They couldn't leave.
So... they had time to build this fabled armory?
Perhaps they converted an existing building. Perhaps it was built before the plague. I simply don't know. The armory is a legend, a myth. And it's hidden somewhere in the ruins of this city. Supposedly.
Hidden?
Camouflaged, discreet, inconspicuous.
still doesn't answer why we picked up a transmission of my voice coming from this planet.
It is said to house some of the most powerful weapons ever built. Well, you heard the message.
I guess. You'd think that if they could build super weapons, they'd be able to fly a space shuttle or something. It doesn't make...
Hello. Where did you two spring from?
They appear to be unarmed.
Well, indeed, madam. All I have with me is my rapier wit.
Restrain the male.
Hey, what? No!
Hey! Leave him alone!
Ow!
Males are proven to be more aggressive than females.
Oh, I take it you're the exception that proves the rule.
Females are more practical than males.
Oh, touché. Ah!
Hey!
Take them to the Inquisitor.
There is a crystalline structure on the far side of the building. Scan reveals it is not an opening, but attached to the wall.
Interesting. A locking mechanism?
Possibly.
But what could be the key?
Ah, now this must be it. The armory of Sendos.
What? That ugly concrete thing?
The humanoid captives have arrived.
Interrogate them, Inquisitor. I want to hear what they have to say for themselves.
We have brought the prisoners, Inquisitor.
So I see. You know of this building, prisoners?
We've heard of it.
If you have only heard of it, how do you know that this is the correct building?
Because you ladies are gathered round it like wasps around a jammy jam jar. This is Sendos. The most important building is the armory, ergo, you have a problem.
Problem?
Why else would we be alive, Perry? The Volsci are nothing if not practical.
You know of us?
A little. I note that you're not refuting the fact that you have a problem.
We are nothing if not practical.
So I gather.
The building. The armory. It's shimmering.
Some form of shielding technology. It seems to be linked to a crystalline structure on the building's outer wall.
And there's no door?
Correct.
Oh dear. That is sad. Well, sorry, I wish I could help, but I...
What are you doing to him? Stop it!
The Inquisitor's crown contains a mind probe. It is highly practical.
Practical? She's hurting him! Doctor! Doctor? Are you all right?
Oh, no. Ooh, just about.
Calm yourself, female. You disgrace your gender.
Actually, I think you're doing that.
One of the prisoners is a member of a race known as the Time Lords. The method of entry to the armory is not in his mind. However, he has a timeship hidden nearby.
Can we use this vehicle?
It is apparently useless without its pilot's biological presence.
Bring the prisoners and their ship aboard the Kialyamofu. I have an alternative strategy in mind.
Keep moving.
Wouldn't dream of doing anything else. So, this is the Kialyamofu. How utilitarian. Did you notice that the armory differed from the other buildings?
Yeah, it looked like it had been built in a hurry.
Yeah, I thought so too.
The other buildings were elegant. Ultra-classical, remember? The armory was more like a concrete bunker than a coliseum.
Very good, Perry, and exactly right.
Oh.
Guards, remain here. You two, proceed.
Thanks.
You're too kind.
Ah, the Time Lord.
Just a Time Lord, actually. Do try to use the proper article.
He has adopted the title of Doctor, Centuria.
A Doctor?
The Doctor.
There you are, you see. Perry has definitely mastered it.
We have his timeship?
Yes, Centuria. It has been taken to the engine chamber.
Oh, why?
We will link your timeship to our own craft, Doctor. You will then pilot the conjoined vessels back in time to a point before the armory was built. Thus, we will be able to acquire the weaponry without the need to enter the armory.
Very neat. But what makes you think that's even possible? And even if it were... Are you sure I'll comply? I mean, I'm a very accommodating sort of chap, but...
Mind analysis revealed he is susceptible to threats against his companion.
So you will do as I say, Doctor, or the female will die!
Great.
We can then force the Sendoza to hand over their weapons.
It would seem you leave me little choice.
So Sorry, Doctor.
Not your fault, Perry.
Ship, prepare to embed alien technology into navigational systems.
Confirmed.
Voice control? How impressive.
It will not respond to your voice, Doctor, so forget any plans of hijack.
No. Well, I assumed it would only work for the superior female vocal range. Isn't that right, Perry?
Ow! Right! Oh, right.
Ship, prepare to transport myself, the Inquisitor, and the Doctor directly to the engine chamber.
Confirmed.
Internal teleportation? It's not that big a ship. Why can't we just walk?
It is practical. Guards!
Yes, Centuria.
The female will be detained here. You will destroy her if the Doctor's behavior causes me to deem it necessary.
Yes, Centuria.
Ship, teleport. Now.
So, it's just us then. All girls together. Well, are you just gonna stare at each other, or are you allowed to talk to me?
Reason and dialogue are proof of higher evolution.
Does that mean yes?
It does.
Why?
You are female. All females are valid.
Really? Valid?
Males are reactionary. Females are analytical.
Well then, analyze this. Ship, this instruction cannot be countermanded.
Stop!
Transport these two guards to the planet's surface!
Ship, ignore them.
Ship, return the Doctor here.
Confirmed.
Just him, mind, no one else.
Oh, well done, Perry. You picked up on my little hint, then?
Superior female voice? Little?
Yeah, interesting. They're so convinced of their feminine superiority, never occurred to them a male and female could work so well together.
Are you trying to say we make a great team?
Naturally. Now, quickly, tell the computer to block any further.
I don't think so, Doctor. Ship, remove the female Perry's voice.
No, wait! Silence.
Leave her alone!
You dare to command me.
All right, I'm sorry. But that's enough! Perry, are you all right?
I am now.
Huh?
Yeah, but that was really horrible.
Ship, retrieve the guards from wherever the girl dispatched them. Then return us all to the engine chamber.
Confirmed.
Yeah, power flow transmission seems constant now. Control circuits connected. Yeah.
Doctor, are you really going to do this?
I don't see what choice we have.
Well, we can't just give them what they want. And anyway, aren't there rules against this kind of fooling around with time?
More than I could easily quote just now, but...
Then we have to find a way...
No more talking. Doctor, you are procrastinating.
No, I am not. Release Perry now. If you don't, I'll sever all the power connections. Stop it, now! Perry... Look, I've agreed to your commands. This barbarity is unacceptable. Call yourselves superior.
Doctor, have you identified a time period suitable to our needs before the armory was built?
Yes.
Then operate the temporal link. Take us there, or the Inquisitor will cause more suffering to your friends.
Very well.
Is it working?
Well, Doctor!
It's worked, then.
Yes, we've arrived. We're still in orbit, but we've moved into the past.
Ship, scan the planet.
The planet has a communication network suitable for interruption. It also possesses shielding technology similar to that identified on the armory.
Broadcast the following message to the Sendoza government. We of the Volshin Imperia greet the government of Sendos. We know that you have plans to construct weapons of incredible destructive capability. We ask that you share those plans with us. We do not seek to overthrow or destroy you. We only seek to gain your knowledge. Once we have achieved this, we will then depart. You should reply immediately or face the consequences.
Not what you'd call a veiled threat, was it? And what if they reject your proposal?
Why should they?
Well, they might not agree with your definition of practicality.
No response.
What? You can't mean...
Shem, energize and focus particle bombardment batteries.
What? Be reasonable. It's only been a few seconds.
You haven't given them any time to answer you.
Commence particle bombardment.
No!
The particle weapons are being deflected by an energy shield.
What a pity for you.
Damage is not necessary at this point.
At this point?
Incoming transmission from the planet's surface.
That's better.
This is Drar Barald. I'm Prime Minister of the Sentosa Sphere. I greet the representative of the Volsheen Imperia and offer our hospitality. I assure you of our peaceful nature. We neither mean you harm nor have the ability to inflict it. We are not a perfect race, but we do not possess any weaponry that might be deemed to have incredible destructive capability. You are mistaken in your belief about these plans you think we've made. I would, however, be delighted for a delegation of our government to meet with any representation of the Volsheen Imperium.
Do you think I don't recognize stalling tactics when I hear them? This is a sham, a performance.
No, I assure you that nothing...
Unless you produce the plans for your weapons, we will be forced to increase the level of our attack and penetrate your energy shield.
Please. We do have weapons, projectile weapons, but they're by no means comparable to the weapons you're using
against us. Curtail communication.
He sounded sincere to me.
If that is the case, then why does their city possess a shield capable of deflecting energy weapons?
Perhaps because they're more concerned with protecting their people than destroying others.
Increasing the energy levels of our attack may prove time-consuming and costly, Centuria. There is, however, another solution.
Ah, yes. Ship, prepare the Abdima device.
Abdima?
I don't like the sound of that.
What is it?
Let us say that this will both overcome the issue of penetrating their shields and give us the upper hand in one maneuver.
Hold on, Perry.
Prepare an Abdima device.
I'm sorry, I can't allow that!
What have you done, Doctor?
Ship, launch the device.
No, you can't!
Abdima device launched.
Whatever you unleash, it will do you no good. I've induced a dimensional misphase in your engines. This ship is going to crash! Centuria!
Emergency landing imminent.
Fire all landing rockets immediately.
Landing rockets firing.
Mary, listen to me.
Shouldn't we just get to the TARDIS and go?
Of course.
Of course what?
This ship is going to crash now. It's going to be a bumpy landing.
So?
So, I have a plan, and this is your moment in history, Perry. Yes, I've worked out what the Abdima device is, so this is what you've got to do.
Ship, come on, you must be able to hear me. Yeah, I know, and the crew are in the engine room. Listen, I know my voice is no longer in the command database, but
your voice was not removed. The command to remove your voice was not completed. You are female. You are valid.
Oh, okay. But I don't want to give you a command. I want to give you a warning.
A warning?
For the people of Sendos.
I do not understand.
You can broadcast it, like you did just now for Centuria.
Confirmed.
Great. Okay. Record and broadcast this message. I've been asked to record a message to help you. We are prisoners of the alien race attacking the Sendoza. They have come to find an armory of super weapons. We need you to escape from the plague using this ship. The ship is voice activated. Just tell it what to do, and it should do as you say. Good luck.
It is done.
Good. Oh, and actually, I do have some commands.
Please go ahead.
From now on, you will accept voice commands from males as well as females.
Confirmed.
And is there a main door to the ship's hull, you know, to let people in?
There is.
Okay, well, open it, please. And that order cannot be countermanded by any of the Volshi, okay?
Confirmed.
The main door is opening.
But the Abdima device will have activated.
This is your doing, Doctor.
No, please, stop! Listen to me!
Release him.
What
do you have to say?
The Kalyumofu will need time to reconfigure her engines. If you need to leave right away...
We must leave now.
All right, then. You'll have to go in the TARDIS.
It is small. Will there be room for 10 Volshi plus you?
It has hidden depths. And you are forgetting Perry.
But we cannot leave this time period until we have secured the weapons.
It is not safe for us to stay here now. Not now the Abdima device is activated.
Oh, don't worry. I think I've worked out how you can open the armory back in the future.
What? Tell us!
Not until we've all returned to our proper time and place. I cannot conscience any more temporal meddling.
Very well. Ship. Find the female. Transport her and all Volshi here at once.
Confirmed.
Is everything all right, Perry?
I think it will be.
You will use your time ship to pilot the Volshine forces to safety. You will not deviate, or we will...
Yes, all right, all right. No need for any more of your tiresome threats. Into the TARDIS, everyone. Now! No one is to leave the console room. I don't want Volshi in the skirting board, thank you.
What's your plan now?
It was you who opened the doors?
Yeah. Turns out my voice hadn't been erased from the ship's database after all.
And you sent the message?
I hope I got it right.
Oh, I'm sure you did. Anything like this?
Pardon me.
Yes! It's a broken version of my message!
This recording. The female. The voice pattern is identical.
So it would seem.
What does this mean?
Shall we find out? Landed right inside the force field.
You will tell us your theory now.
I believe that the crystal formation on the wall there is a locking mechanism.
I surmised that, but what is the key?
I see you're carrying some heavy weaponry.
We have 2 particle cannon.
Good. Then you simply set one of them up and fire it at the crystal.
That will destroy the lock. Is this another of your tricks, Doctor?
I don't believe so.
I could take the truth from your mind.
Well, you know I know that, so why would I lie?
Very well. Set up the cannon.
Yes, ma'am. Ready, ma'am.
Fire! Nothing. It hasn't worked.
I will dissolve your mind.
Patience! The armory has not been opened for a very long time. There. You see? Just large enough for us to enter single file. Shall we? Come along, Perry.
We should kill them both.
You'll need a guide. There could be traps, danger. I've mastered the Dark Tower of the Death Zone on Gallifrey, solved the riddles posed by the Cybermen's tomb on Telos, survived the City of the Exilons. You couldn't find a better scout than me.
Cybermen? You and your companion will go first. We will follow with the squad. Any deviation, any artifice, we will kill you immediately. Is that clear?
As the crystal of this opening mechanism. However, it does look quite gloomy in there. Do we have any torches?
Bring the glow tubes and monitor this building. If there is weaponry, there may be defense mechanisms, as the doctor says.
Oh dear.
What?
Someone's trodden on a hidden pressure pad.
A trap.
Let's see, shall we?
This is the armory of Sendas. Welcome, traveler.
What is this?
My voice again!
Sounds like they sampled and recreated it.
For countless ages, the Sendoza civilization developed without contact from the rest of the galaxy. Then, suddenly, death came from the skies. This is the story of our legacy to the universe. You must travel to the heart of the armory to complete your destiny.
A bit like a creepy theme park experience.
Creepy and distinctly dangerous, I imagine.
Lead on, Doctor.
And the girl. If there is any danger, they will face it first.
Doctor, the Sendoza built the armory because their race died from a terrible plague that came from space.
Yes, Perry. Ring any bells?
The weapon the Volshi used!
Has it detected something?
There is a power source at the center of the structure.
The power source must be for the weapons.
Think for a moment, Centuria. You wanted to get off this planet the moment the main door of the Kial Yamofu opened. Is that because the Abdima device was a biological weapon?
The Abdima device releases an airborne contagion that attacks the nervous system of all mammalian life forms. The spread of the disease is swift.
So it was you! You killed the Sendoza!
Just to satisfy your lust for a greater collection of bigger and better weaponry.
And now we shall claim that weaponry, Doctor.
And is that all that matters to you?
Unbidden and unexpected, aliens arrived on our world making demands that the Sendoza could not answer.
We did this!
No, Perry. The Volshi did this. They used us.
A terrible pestilence. Destruction seemed inevitable. Even as the peoples of Sendos died in their millions, they undertook the great labor of building this armory. The plague took mere weeks for it to consume those afflicted, but the sick were united in this cause. By the time the construction was completed, all but a handful were dead. Aliens had brought about the annihilation of our civilization.
Don't you see, Centuria? You have created a temporal paradox of unfathomable depth. Why not show some true wisdom and leave now? I could take you home and you
Silence!
Could-
Silence!
Centuria, the power source is very close. It is familiar.
Salvation came from the most miraculous of sources. A voice was heard summoning those that could to a spacecraft.
That was me!
Your voice must have seemed like the voice of a savior.
So the Sendoza built the armory to house their weapons because we gave them the idea.
More than that, the question is, why did they beam your message out into space as a beacon?
The message tells of the armory. Mm-hmm. It is a challenge.
Is it? Think about it just for a moment.
The power source lies on the other side of these doors.
At last!
The weapons are within our grasp.
Don't open those doors! Please, wait! Think! What opened the armory?
A gun.
A Volshin gun. The locking mechanism was tuned to the Volshi's weapon signature.
So the Sendoza recorded the Volshin weapon signature and used that as the key to the armory.
Precisely. Only the Volshi would be able to open the armory.
Stop your chattering. Centuria, shall I kill them now?
Open the doors.
The energy patterns. They're Volshi.
How is that possible?
What's that in the middle of the room?
It is... no. An Abdima device.
You had more than one of those things on board.
Of course.
You brought about the destruction of the Sendoza. You have been summoned here to answer for your crimes.
Wait! Not all of us are Volshi. My companion and I are not guilty.
The device will destroy you in the same way you destroyed the people of Sendos. Justice is served.
Retreat!
Perry! The gas masks!
I can't.
Let's get out of here!
You knew this would happen.
I'm sorry. I did try to warn you, but you wouldn't listen.
The doors are closing!
Run!
Yes, it was. Even if the Volshi did attack the Sendoza without provocation.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Quite. Ah, it appears the plague gas was contained within the armory. That's better.
So, the Sendoza built the armory as a trap for the Volshi.
Yes. They knew what the Volshi came here for, so they made sure they gave it to them. Fatally.
But some Sendoza must have escaped in the Volshi ship.
It would seem so. Beaming your message out into space to create the myth of the armory.
So, even though the Volshi forced us to create a time paradox which almost wiped the Sendoza out, we were kind of responsible for saving the Sendoza too.
And you and your message played a vitally important part in that.
You think so?
Oh, yes, Perry. I'm sure we would have perished had you not intervened so marvelously.
Right.
We were in great peril, and you were superior.
Okay.